Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I have a cold. The temperature changes here in Jamaica, in Mandeville. Cold, hot. And we're above sea level, so it's very cold in the area where I'm located. I want to thank you for listening to us at Blog Talk Radio, The War Within. We are dealing with deliverance tonight, and let me make sure that I'm able to stream with Facebook together. We're going live. Okay. All right. We are live. Sister Marine, start us off in prayer.
Thank you for your word tonight, Lord. We honor your word tonight. I pray that your word brings salvation, healing, and deliverance to the hearers that are in need. May our minds be alert and clear and our hearts become receptive. I pray that the Holy Spirit move in such power that every unbelief, every thought be brought into captivity to the glory of your son, Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of your divine son, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stand by. We're connecting. We're waiting to a brother from Israel to connect. Stand by. Israel, Portugal, United States, South Africa, Mozambique, Great Britain, Canada, Jamaica. Number one, listen, audience. We have 85% of our audience. Want to give a shout out to Portmore, Jamaica. Want to give a shout out to Ear Circle. Want to give a shout out to Waterhouse, Marvelly, Now Patrick. And we'll give a shout out to Montego Bay, Otterers. We'll give a shout out to Comfort, Jamaica. We'll give a shout out to Black River. God bless Jamaica. Okay, we're going to be dealing with the war within us. We have a war that's within us, and it battles us. It's our flesh, and that you can't cast out, that you have to crucify. When demons leave the human body, the flesh is lonely and has nothing to feed off, and the flesh has to be crucified, which is a everyday process until you're dead. I've never met anyone who just totally crucified the flesh. And I've been in Christianity since 1996. I've never saw it, and I don't think I never will, because it's all have sinned and all has come under the glory of God. And I really believe if it wasn't for grace, according to Hebrews 4:16, we would not be here. We are all here because of God's grace. There is no other reason why that we're here. There is no other scripture can show us any reason why we're here, because the Bible says that, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Because Christ sympathizes with our weakness, we can confidentially approach the heavenly throne, knowing that our prayers and petitions are welcome and desired by the heavenly Father. It is called the throne of grace, because from it flows God's love, help, mercy, gentleness, forgiveness, wisdom, spiritual power, spiritual gifts, fruits of the Holy Spirit, and all that we need in any circumstances. One of the greatest blessings of salvation is that Christ is now our high priest and our mediator, who opens the way for us to come to the Father with confidence from all areas of needs of our lives. And I really believe because of that grace, that is what's keeping us going. There's another scripture that can set the tone for tonight. There are some people that's listening to me is worrying. You need to stop it. It's sinful. It's not of God. Stop worrying. his grace and his mercy keeps us where we at. And I believe without his grace and without his mercy, we doomed. We are really doomed. Christ's weakness and our weakness is his strength, he says in the book of Corinthians. The Apostle Paul suffered many things and realized the humbleness of his humility toward Christ to give him the understanding of why it is important to crucify the flesh. Of course, most churches today is not interested in teaching it because it doesn't bring money. We have two church systems. One of the Ministry of Deliverance, which is the church that represents Philadelphia, that God was pleased with because it tackled Satan. And then we have another church that doesn't tackle Satan, that talks about everything else of God, his love, his grace, his mercy, Noah's Ark, the Beatitudes, and all these good things, and lack in areas of understanding the enemy and how he attacks us. The flesh is a battle, and Paul spoke about it. Let's look at this battle that all of us have as long as we're on this earth. Now, you need to know something. Go to Genesis 4. Genesis chapter 4. Verse 7. If thou dost well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou dost well, sin, S-I-N, sin, lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Every preacher on earth has a sinful problem, including the Pope, the so-called Holy Father. Ain't nobody holy but Jesus, for all have sinned and all have came short of the glory of God. All have sinned. God shows no respect to person. Romans 2, 9 and 10. All have sinned. And every day you wake up with this flesh, you're going to sin some way, whether you know it or not. It's a battle. And it's a battle that people don't teach and people really don't talk about, but I'm going to talk about it tonight. Paul deals with this struggle in Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Let's look at this. In Romans 7, 14, he says, we know that the law is spiritual. Watch this now. But I am carnal. Most of you are so carnal you can't be spiritual. That's why some of you can't hear God. Some of you can't hear God because you can't hear his spirit because of your emotions or what person say rouse you. How they saying it to you affects you. The physical part means more than you. How they said something to me, what they said, that bothers you. That's the soul. That's where the demons work at. But we've been trained, well, you're normal and you're human, but nobody ever told you those human thoughts that's negative is demonic interference. And here the flesh coming, crawling in, trying to tempt you to keep feeding with the demon. They work together. But here Paul deals with something. He says that a lot of us are carnal, and we walk as carnal, carnality. Paul speaks of this carnality spiritually in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. For ye are carnal, for whereas there is among you envy, strife, divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Men walk in the carnal flesh. Now, when they walk in that way, you are really an enemy of God. Because in Romans 8, 6, the Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace is the fruit of the spirit. Death is the flesh not being crucified. So Paul speaks of this battle here in Romans 7, 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. hate the things you do. Some of us do things we don't like. What we did, we did it anyway. It's habitual sin. It's a pattern of sin. It's something in your heart that you won't let go, that's pleasing to you, that causes. Most of our sins that we deal with pleases something to give us comfort by not trusting in God, not having faith. What's available out there, the flesh. And most of us was trained to do things in the flesh, to entertain in the flesh. I never was trained. My mother and father never told me that fornication was sinful. I never even knew it. I never, ever knew it until I was, in college? And this is why people do things and not really know because they don't know the Bible. For if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is not, it is good. Verse 7, Romans 7, 17. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin. See here? Sin that dwells in me. It's the sin in us that make us do it. Now, it didn't say the demon. It said the sin. Demons feed off of the sin. Now, we deal with a lot about casting out demons, a lot. But we got to also make emphasis that you must be able to crucify the flesh. Because if you don't crucify the flesh in certain areas of your life, there will be an area in your life where the devil will have a domain in your life. And he will hold you down to hinder you from your blessings. For I know then it is me, that in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. That's the flesh. That's Galatians 5, 16, 17. The flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit lusts against the flesh. They are contrary one to another. So this battle is going on every day. Now, some of you who don't know the Bible and just go into prosperity doctrines where money cometh and it's going to fall off the tree, you're going to miss this and still be chasing money instead of Christ. My children, present thyself away from all idols, 1 John 5:21. To perform that which is good, I find not. Now, watch this in Romans 7:19. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not that I do, and we all get caught up doing it. Now then, I know that I would not it no more, I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. We have sin in us, and we have to get these sins out of us. You have to cast the demons out. You have to crucify the flesh. Now, with the sin, I'm going to show you something. In Romans chapter 7, verse 20, now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, look at this, evil is present with me. So every time we do good, there's evil there, and we have to make the choice. For I delight in the law of God after the inner man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity into the law of sin, which is in my, what, members. That's for everybody. So never look at some pastor, including me, as I'm some perfect man, because I have sinned just as well as you. It doesn't matter. Sin is sin. Abortion is no different than a lie. A lie is no different than gluttony. A gluttony is no different than homosexuality. It is a sin. Amen. Now, let's look at the errors of the flesh that we have to deal with, according to Galatians 5:17. Let's look at the works of the flesh. In Galatians 5:16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." But most people don't know how to walk in the Spirit. What is walking in the Spirit? Fasting, meditating day and night, Joshua 1:8. Taking your hands to make war with the Bible and studying, Psalms 144, verse 1. Studying yourself to be approved unto God, 2 Corinthians 2:15. Having all the nine gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 16. Putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6, 12 through 6, 23. Being a hardened soldier of Christ, 2 Timothy 2, 2:3. Able to bind and loose, Matthew 18, 18, 18, 19, 20, 21. Able to have armor and a shield of God around you, a hedge of protection like Job in Job 1, 8, 9, 10, and 11. able to speak God's word. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21, James 3:10, and utilize these as offensive weapons against the enemy to combat the flesh. Speak faith, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I will continue to serve God, and I will get up. The righteous fall 7 times, yet he get up. If you confess your faults, he's just and able to forgive you for all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Repent, get back up, be the prodigal son, and get up. Don't look back, Genesis 19:26. Don't look back. Get up. You fall, get up. God understands that this is a battle. So let's look at this battle. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the flesh, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that you could not do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. See, when the spirit leads you, the flesh is under, the flesh is the law, because you can't crucify it. The law, you are not able to fulfill it. That's why God compares the law to the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Look at that, in the flesh, that's control. Hatred, anger, violence, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, that's partying, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if we don't crucify the flesh, we shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We're not going to get to heaven. We can't get to heaven. We have to crucify this flesh. Now, this is not a long sermon because I'm learning on Facebook. I don't have an audience that can retain over 2 hours or under. Most is under 45 or 30 minutes. And I've only been on air in 16 minutes, and I'm not used to teaching like this, but I will do the best I can to increase our audience. I want to also make an announcement that we will be back up on air. We are working on Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. Be back on YouTube with Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. We will not be putting Derek Prince DVDs, nobody DVDs, but Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. Audio will be still played by Wayne Thompson, Frank Hammond, Dr. Brother Montgomery, Steve Lee, Sister Candace Durden, John Eckhart, Brother White, and all other parties will be on our audio segment. Now, go to Colossians. Go to the book of Colossians. In the book of Colossians, I want you to read chapter 3. Now, we are supposed to live like this, but this takes time. In Colossians 3:1, it says, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Now, I'm going to try to show you how to crucify the flesh. It's easy. Seek spiritual things. Now, the flesh doesn't want to seek spiritual things. Anytime you get tired, that you don't want to read the Bible, that you want to hear nothing about the Bible, I guarantee you it's the flesh or it's the demon. Because the Spirit of God is attracted to the Word of God. Because it is the word that attracts the word. And anytime you have a thought or a desire that you don't want to study the Bible, you don't feel good and you want to put it down, I guarantee you that's not God. Because what is the devil trying to stop you to do? He's trying to stop you to seek those things which are above. He does not want you to seek those things which are above. Because if you can seek those things which are above, you get the power that Christ have. Watch this. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the throne. Ephesians 1:20 and Mark 16:19 can back that up. Now, let's go to Ephesians 1:20 because I want to show you something. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Which he in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, had set in his own right hand in the heavenly places. So not only does he sit at the right hand, he sits in the heavenly places. And the devil don't want you to seek that because it'll stop you. If you seek that, the flesh will die out. But it's a time. The flesh is so old. It's been in us for so long. And we've been acting like this, and no one ever told us about the flesh and the soul and the human thoughts that pull us against God and the evil desires out of our heart that craves from the flesh. It's all hooked, and God has to tear that down. Then it says, set your affections on things above, not on things on earth, for you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I really believe if you do not crucify the flesh, you cannot understand Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You are dead. He's talking about your flesh. He's talking about your old ways. That takes time. This doesn't take overnight. And I'm not going to sit here and preach this to people and say you're going to be zapped out. Habits are not easy to break. Can you pull up a 400-year-old root oak tree? Just pull it up? No, you need some equipment. You need a lot of equipment to pull up something that's been rooted down. Imagine if we didn't have grace. Imagine if we didn't have God's love and mercy to forgive us. Where would we be? Really? Where would we be? Where Christ, who is our life, appears, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscences, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Now the children of disobedience operate with spirits and demons. In Ephesians 2:2 it says, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that work in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2, the children of disobedience. The children of disobedience. The children of disobedience. The children of disobedience. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. That opens up the doors to demons. This is why people's flesh cannot be crucified. Colossians 3:7, in which ye also walked sometimes, wherein ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger. It didn't say cast off. Now when the anger demon come off, then it is attached to your personality, and you have to put it off. It did not say cast it out. It says put it off. Let's look at this. Colossians 3:8. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth, cussing. That's all of us. Lie not. When I cuss, I do. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I said publicly, there's been thousands of people. I slip. Yes, I do. I'm not, apostle said he cussed. We all sin. Ain't nobody up in here perfect. I didn't slip. Yeah, I did. And I confess it. And he's forgiven me. So whether you want to forgive me, I don't worry about you. I know that he's forgiven me. And we need to worry about him, not people around you. You dealing with a problem with God, don't let people know your business. 1 Thessalonians 4:11, make an aberration, leave a quiet wife, and tend to your own business. People don't need to know your sin. Well, you ain't got to go confess your sin to everybody. I confess my sin to one person. That's Candace Durden. That's it. That's it. Nobody else. Why? I know her. I trust her. You don't tell people your business. That's between you and God. Whatever sin you're dealing with, you ain't got to talk to me. Ain't no, you talk to Jesus. That pastor may want you to talk to him. That demon of lust may be in him. They want to hear what you got to say and twinkle him or get him twinkled off. Trust the Lord. Love not. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with what deeds, with his deeds. See, these are deeds. And that's a lifetime to put off. And that put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Now, in order to put that on, you got to learn something different is what the Bible says. Renewed in knowledge. See Isaiah 5:13 and Hosea 4:6, because it says, my people are perished because of lack of knowledge. You got to get knowledge to renew the new man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Cyrenian, both non-free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humility of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so do you also. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bound of perfection. See 1 Corinthians 13:1 on the chapter of love. And let the peace of God rule in your heart to that which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly, and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in all psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, do wholly as in word or deed, and do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father by him. We have to understand to crucify the flesh. We have to deal with it every day. We have to fast, Isaiah 58. We have to meditate. We have to work out our own salvation, Philippians 2, 9 and 10, and not worry about nobody else. This is a short sermon because I'm testing the data with Facebook. Facebook is totally new to me. And by the instructions of Minister Candace Durden, Apostle Durden, I'm doing different segments and times to check out what audience do we have on Facebook. I'm new to Facebook. We are working on YouTube. YouTube Radio will be back up tomorrow, live streaming, and then we'll be streaming YouTube. Then we'll be streaming Live Deliverance, livedeliverance.com, and Live Deliverance on Facebook and Fellowship Deliverance in that radio on YouTube. Please sow a seed here if this has been a blessing to you. I am doing data research. This is why I'm cutting the sermon down. I can go 2-3 hours. I don't want to drain anybody. And I want to find the data. And I would like for all of you to email me at overtonavy1@gmail.com. Sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner, we have an area where you can tithe and sow a seed to help us out. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening and shalom to you. Good night. Okay, we're about to get ready to open up this mic to Chaplain John Durden. Chaplain John Durden. Oh, Brother Chris Paul in the room. Amen. All right, Chaplain Durden, you got the mic.
That was unique and succinct. And I was 1, 2, 3, 4, back. You spit out, well, not you, the Holy Spirit. You, with the help, assistant of the Holy Spirit, rattled out about maybe 30-some scripture. That was pretty neat. And that's to say is we always getting complaints about you always writing his scripture. You always writing his text. You always writing his sermons. You always writing his teaching. That's just, you know, to be honest with you, I don't teach like that. What you're hearing is the Holy Spirit. You're hearing the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ministering to his spirit. And his spirit pick it up and repeat what the Holy Spirit is telling him what to say. That's what it's all about. Now, can you imagine? The half hour, 45 minutes he was teaching, he spit out, like again, 40-some odd scripture and not one piece of paper in front of him. He was following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was speaking to his spirit. And that's how it goes. That's how God wanted us to do. He wanted us to, you know, really get to know him. But the only way we can do that is to be sold out completely to him, body, soul, and spirit. Otherwise, you'll always be writing all day, writing sermons and all that. He doesn't want that. He wanted us to hear his spirit. He wanted us to be followed by the Holy Spirit. And that was fantastic. Again, every time, it amazes me because I've been knowing him for 15, 16, 17 years. And yet I have not seen him preach read from a text or from a piece of paper. It just comes from his spirit. Majority of times, he'll look at me and call me something. I'm supposed to go in 5 minutes. I said, yeah, I know. Oh, you haven't given it to me yet. And I had to laugh. I said, you've been doing this for 12, 14, 13 years now. You'll be used to it now. You come on time. You know, not your time, but his time. And then he go, oh, he's here now. I got to go. And that's amazing. I've experienced that for 13, 14 years. And he would call every day. I'm supposed to go in 1 minute, 2 minutes. And the Lord will show up at the last second and tell him what to say. The Spirit to speak. The Holy Spirit be speaking to the Spirit. And he just be teaching and saying what is being said to his spirit. Amen on that, brother. That's all I got to say right now.
And Brother Paul, thank you for joining in. Brother Paul will be in tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Brother Paul will be teaching basic deliverance tomorrow. I am sorry that I'm doing a 30-minute segment. I am testing the data off of Facebook. We are also back on YouTube. We're working on the technology part of it, making sure that we're streamed and we're getting the audio set up. I have a YouTube account. I'm back on at Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. We will not be putting on any videos of no ministry, of Derek Prince, nobody, just my stuff. So I won't get messed up with this. I did that and got taken off because of copyright fragmentation. And both ministries know me. YouTube used it to get me off. And I'm going to make sure that they don't use anything against me because I'm not downloading anything but what I speak and what I say. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Thank you, Brother Paul, for participating and putting the scriptures in. As, again, we're doing data research. And I have to make sure that the amount of time in the Facebook room is feasible to what the audience need. We are learning off this audience by using certain times of 30-minute segments, 45, 1 hour, and two. And we find that the lesser the sermon is on Facebook, the more it is. And we find out the more sermons on YouTube, the more it is. So it's a different platform for a different audience. And that's another tangle that I have to do outside that people doesn't see. Please support me in your prayers, in your financial contributions. Please pray for your country. Do not let it be taken by thugs and scugs and so-called Christians that call themselves slave whoopers, Republicans or Democrats, Dixiecrats or independents, rats. It doesn't matter. Stay out of politics. It doesn't work. God is angry at Christians getting themselves involved with this. We don't need any president in the United States that call folks son of a bitches and niggas and shitholes, which is Donald Trump was the most miserable, hated, racist president in U.S. history. I speak against him to this day, and if you're a Christian, you should not vote for nothing as that ignorant and say that you're a born-again Christian. Again, if any of you Christians listen to me voting for Donald Trump, you need to repent. You need to make sure that your eyes are open for the next liar that comes up in position, but anybody but Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump is not a Christian. He's not saved. He don't know the Lord. He's a narcissist. He's hatred, full of hate. He's all about himself, and he don't care about nobody. He even turned his own children in. That is not a president, and we pray that we never, ever see anything like that, and we pray that the insurrection of this government, that everybody would be found guilty of those charges who overthrowing and coming in there with Confederate flags. Here it is, 2021, and Confederate flags is in the House of Representatives. People sitting on other folks' desks, and it's okay. If that was black people, they would all have been gunned down. Every last one of them would have been gunned down. The United States is racist. I do not like racism. I will speak against racism as long as I'm on earth and as long as God gives me the breath. Donald Trump is racist. Donald J. Trump is racist. And if you're voting for that, you really don't know who Jesus is. Don't get involved with any of these politicians. But Donald J. Trump is the most wickedest president I have ever experienced. Pastor Durden, comments before we close on that.
All I can say is ditto, 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 brother. Ditto.
He's ghetto. He's a thug.
Ghetto. Likewise. Likewise.
He's a ghetto thug. And African Americans don't have no taste for him. God bless. And take your Donald Trump and send him somewhere else. Good night.
Yeah, how about that?